I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 18th, 2019 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capelini is absent.
Absent and excused.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome the few members of the public that stayed with us. We're glad you're here. We invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Westfall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I do have a few items. First, in front of you, please note that we have, the clerk has left a new meeting minutes at your places. The only change on there that I'm aware of is to add the election of Mrs. Husman as President Pro Tem. We thought that was important to get in there. I would like to add, as the last agenda item, whatever it turns out to be, an announcement I would like to make. That'll be the last agenda item. Also, under the information items D, I think you all received this notice about all liquor permit holders have to reapply by the middle of the year here, by June 1st. That's an interesting document. But it is, we'll talk about it when we get to it in the agenda, but or in the information items. With that, Mrs. Westfall.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just add an item at the end of the agenda, an announcement on behalf of Dean Litton at Lord's, inviting members of council to a meeting regarding economic development.
Okay. We're going to set a time for that. Any additional items from members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Frye.
Based upon the public hearing this evening, I would like to try to schedule a safety committee meeting.
I'm going to put that up at 5A, since we're going to have a report of the public hearing anyways. Let's put it up there. Keeps it with the subject. Other items from members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. That means that the announcement that I'm adding at the end of our agenda will be agenda item 15. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the amended agenda for this evening is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from March 4th, 2 weeks ago. I would call upon Mrs. Husman, the President Pro Tem for that meeting, to make that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I would like to move approval of the amended minutes from March 4th, 2019 of Sylvania City Council.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as amended prior to this evening's meeting, as submitted prior to this evening's meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, report of the public hearing regarding the DORA held this evening at 6:30. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you indicated, we had our public hearing tonight on the designated outdoor refreshment area, and we had a full house, which is always a positive thing from my view. We were happy to see so many community members participating in the discussion. We started with Mr. Lutke giving a high-level overview of what the ad hoc committee came up with in terms of structure and time and location for the proposed DORA, and from there we opened up to public comment. We had We had really everybody generally in support of the concept. We had four people who spoke in favor of all things presented in the proposal, and we had seven people who spoke generally in an accepting way of the DORA, but they had individual suggestions for things that they would like the committee to consider for possible change. A couple of those things were the actual boundaries and looking at the hours as some for some further consideration, and then making sure that we are doing ongoing review and assessment of the DORA at some later point in time. So all in all, I think the meeting was helpful to council members in terms of getting an understanding of what our community is thinking. We did have a recommendation that came out from that to have the safety committee gather and vet this a little bit more, kind of try to determine what adjustments might be made to the proposed plan, and then we did recommend that we would have, or commit that we would have, some other public input opportunity. And the meeting ended about 7:20. Thank you.
Thank you. Added agenda item 5A was to, since this is already in the safety committee, to set a and schedule a safety committee meeting for further discussion. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know that from prior conversations that the timing of this to move this process forward to a conclusion is important. The next council meeting is on the 1st. We have a committee of the whole meeting at 7, if I recall correctly.
Correct. To discuss the logo consultant selection.
But I'm a little concerned that that may be too late. Mr. Lukey, what's your thought process in that regard? You were the chair of the ad hoc committee.
Yeah, I think the hope was to have something to council, ideally for consideration on April 1st, and for sure for consideration on April 15th. So is that right, Mrs. Brining? Okay, that's best case. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest that the sooner we could meet, the better.
My thought process is this has gotten public input. We don't necessarily need to do it. We could do it in the morning.
My thought would be, and we discussed this, Mary, that we would, if we did it and retooled it, we just have an obligation to the community to come back for a public meeting in the evening when it's done. So that would not include your meeting.
So does anybody know what, because I'd like to have the 26th in the morning. How does that look for everyone? That would be next Tuesday.
Any other day that week that you could do?
Mr. Richardson already does have a meeting on Monday, the 25th, scheduled at 7:30. I don't know how long that might last, but that's a possibility to go on following that meeting.
Yeah, I would have to be done on that day by 9:30.
I hope so.
I could see the budget discussions going. I don't know, but I could see a possibility where they do go on to some length as far as my streets committee goes.
Yeah, I was expecting that would be the case, actually. Could we do Wednesday or Friday?
I cannot do Wednesday or Friday. But again, that I don't need to be at the meeting necessarily.
You're talking the 27th or the 28th? We talking mornings or evenings or both?
No, I was talking the morning of the 27th or the 29th.
What about the 28th?
In the morning?
If we do it early enough.
I can do it.
It's early enough.
7:30.
7:30, good.
On the 28th?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Going once.
We're the 28th at 7:30. Okay.
Where?
Where?
Here.
Yeah, let's do it here.
Here. If somebody wants to come, that would be great.
All right, we'll have the clerk post that meeting of the safety committee.
We're going to do it in chambers.
4:30, Thursday, March 28th, 7:30 a.m. in council chambers. All right. Let's move on. We're up to agenda item six. This has to do with zoning application CA1, 2018. This is concerning the Fondren property. Mrs. Brining?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did reach out to Mr. Fondren last week. He still has not gotten his drawings back from Lewandowski, so asked for some additional time to get that done.
All right, so we will, with your permission, we will put this on the agenda again in 2 weeks and see if we have anything back by then. Moving on to agenda item seven. This is our 2019 sidewalk replacement program. You have in your council packets a report from the service director. Mr. Allen?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had requested bids from local companies for this year's program. We actually received two bids for that work. The lowest bid was received from the Genite Company of Toledo, Ohio. They're based on Bancroft Street there. This work will take care of all of the trees that we have on record, as well as a neighborhood issue that we know there are several tree issues there. The majority of this work is being done on West Cliff Court, where we have several of the sidewalks that have been raised due to street trees. We did add funds to the program this year. It was more than doubled. We do still have funds available should we get phone calls or find things through the year. We still do have funds available that we'll be able to do some additional areas if there need be, so. This work was included in the budget and was included in the 501. That's the tree replacement removal. We have used those funds in the past because it's the street trees that are causing the damage. I would recommend approval to move forward with the Genite Company in the amount of $25,495.
Mr. Allen, we discussed this last week, and I just want to confirm with you. When I think of the Genite Company, I think of asphalt and asphalt ceiling. We are not putting asphalt sidewalks in. This is concrete sidewalks.
Yes.
And apparently, Genite Company has either that workforce in-house or they're subcontracting it?
Yeah, they have, I think they, I'm not sure that they do it themselves.
She has over 2.5 blocks per game. She gets.
Think that they may be branching out.
How about that?
And utilizing partner company.
Okay. You're confident of their ability to do this, and they're not assuming asphalt?
Yes, no.
Okay.
There will not be asphalt sidewalks put in.
I agree, there won't be.
Mr. Allen, the budgeted amount for this work was what?
We have about $41,000 worth of work.
Okay.
Worth of funds available. So we are taking a look at what we had anticipated would be our, part of our next year's program. We're taking a look to see how those funds shake out.
All right, there's no further questions for Mr. Allen. We do have proposed ordinance 25-2019. Mr. Richardson?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 25-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Genite Company and awarding the contract for the 2019 sidewalk replacement program to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $25,495, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 25-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 25-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 25-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 25-2019 is approved. Moving to agenda item eight. This has to do with court security. Again, you have a report from the service director on this. We'll let him make his report, but I'm going to say ahead of time that this is a request from our new municipal court judge, and he is basing it on the Ohio Supreme Court Physical Security Assessment. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, as part of that assessment, one of the things that they addressed was a concern of the lack of protection. For those of you that have been in our court system, purely to observe that you had to attend there. But that front counter is open, and there was a concern that of that openness and the ability to for someone to do harm if they so chose. So we have requested quotes for bullet-resistant glass, level three impact-resistant glass in that area. Interstate Commercial Glass and Door out of Northwood, Ohio was the quote that we provided. We did request quotes from three companies. One company can only provide up to level two glass, and another company chose not to submit a quote. So it is the only quote that we have. But we contacted the area glass companies that are typically involved with this type of work. We also contacted some other entities that have had glass installed and contacted those same companies. So I feel that we reached out to the types of firms that would do this work, and unfortunately, we only received one quote. That quote was in the amount of $49,511. The funds are available as part of the 2019 capital improvement plan, and I would recommend moving forward with Interstate Glass and Door.
I can confirm that these are hard quotes to receive. I have another client where we're putting in the same level three bullet-resistant glass. We received no quotes from City of Toledo. We had to go over to Fremont to get a quote for that particular project. The materials are manufactured up in Detroit, surprisingly enough. And level three is an acceptable level, according to the Ohio Supreme Court, but for many things. It'll stop most handgun bullets coming at you, but long rifles with higher velocities, it will not stop. This is not a totally public area. We do have a magnetic machine that you must walk through on court days to get into this area, but it's still the Supreme Court and Judge Bonfiglio have requested this. These prices do appear to be in my range for the how wide that counter is. This is not bad. It's not just the cost of the glass. It is the frames that have to be strong enough to resist that impact as well. Mrs. Hussman.
I've been in there before in meetings. Are you putting glass clear across that opening?
Yes.
And what? And part two is, why would you do that over building wall and putting just smaller pieces, which I would think could be, like, stronger? Okay.
There are two pieces. We took a look at doing smaller, because there is a middle support column, so it'll be two larger pieces of glass. Each of those two pieces will have two speakers in them, where the clerks will be able to talk to the people across the counter, and then slots to be able to pass back and forth. We took a look at the framing costs and all of that, and there wasn't much of a cost difference once you took a look at all of the framing that had to be done, the materials that are involved with framing, because it has to be resistant as well.
Sure.
And the cost difference just wasn't there to change the appearance that much. So we kept it larger openings with two speakers on each side. So.
So you're going to have two places where you can interact?
On each side. So it would be four,
okay.
Four places to interact, yeah.
All right. To award this contract, we do have ordinance 26-2019. Mrs. Hussman.
Oh, gosh.
Building and grounds.
I'm
This is Building and Grounds.
Oh, it is Building. You know what I think about that.
Judge Bonfiglio is in charge of the court.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce...
I can forward him your request.
I've already got a job, thanks. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 26-2019. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Interstate Commercial Glass and Door for the installation of Level 3 impact-resistant glass at the Sylvania Municipal Court. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal on behalf of this city. Appropriating the funds, therefore, in the amount of $49,511. Waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 26-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 26-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 26-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 26-2019 is approved. Agenda item 9 is a right-of-way license agreement for the Dunkin' Donuts that is under remodeling right now. It used to be the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they were into the Plan Commission a few months ago talking about their building appearance. They were in last week about their signage, and this is yet another thing they need to make their business work. The existing building is too close to their east property line, and if you look at the map that's attached in your council packets, their drive-through lane, as it did with Kentucky Fried Chicken, actually goes out into the right-of-way. So this is a license agreement to allow them to continue to use that drive-through window. I think I may have reported before that they were going to have a sign on the building that said Sylvania runs on Dunkin'. That has been withdrawn. It was too many signs. They're not going, they've chosen to delete that sign to meet our sign code. Mr. Aller, I took that one away from you. You got anything to add on that one?
Not really, no. This is something that we should have in place as far as giving them permission to occupy the right-of-way, but it's something that has been there, something we do in some other places. The right-of-way, for some reason, that at that intersection it shoots out probably, I believe it's another 15 feet beyond what is along Alexis Road the rest of the way. We haven't been able to find where that's memorialized, or why it was memorialized that way. But it is what it is, and so a license agreement should be, we would recommend approval of this license agreement and continue them to move forward.
And this is both along Alexis Road and Alger Drive.
And Alger Drive.
But it's no bigger driveway than is there now.
No, same thing that's there now. They actually cooperated with us with the sign and moved that back so that it's in compliance with the sign law because of the additional right of way. So they've been very cooperative through this whole thing. So we would recommend it. All right.
Mr. Mayor, can they turn both directions when they leave? Dunkin' Donuts?
I think so.
They can there?
Yes.
They can go both ways.
Yes. Okay. Four and four.
All right.
Mr. Aller, just not on this specific one, but just a process question. Are there other places that we don't have this type of agreement that are similarly situated?
Not that we're aware of.
Okay.
I won't say there aren't, but not that we're aware of.
Great.
All right, we do have ordinance 27-2019 to grant this license. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 27-2019, All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Granting a license to Anay Donuts DBA Dunkin' Donuts to enter a portion of city-owned right-of-way to install and maintain a drive-through over public right-of-way, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign the license agreement, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 27-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 27-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 27-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 27-2019 is approved. Agenda item 10 has to do with House Bill 62, an increase in the Ohio motor fuel tax. We received a call to action from the Ohio Municipal League, specifically asking us to contact our state senators this week concerning what was rolled back to a 10.7 cent gas tax by the Ohio House. And it says right there, we encourage our members to urge their city councils to pass formal resolutions supporting the 18 cent gas tax increase. That's a fairly unusual step to take, but I wanted you to be aware of it. I can tell you that this was tops on the governor's agenda when I talked to him last Thursday morning. I was introduced to him before he spoke, and he immediately said, oh, we're just trying to get you some money to fix your roads, Mayor, and fortunately I had the numbers. It was $465,000, which would take our total funding over $1 million if approved, total income tax or total tax support from the gas tax. But it's been rolled back. It's somewhere around $280,000 or $290,000 for the House issue. It will be, I think it's going to be voted on by the Senate probably this week, and I have, of course, spoken to Senator Gaborone about it on several occasions. She's a former Bowling Green City Council member, so she has our perspective as well. I can report that our representative in the House did not vote in favor of even the 10.7% increase. And when I see him, I'm going to talk to him about that, because this is just catching funds up to where they used to be 15 years ago. So I wanted you to make your own choice whether you want to go on record supporting a tax increase or not that you can't vote for personally with the resolution. But I do encourage you, if you so choose, to let Senator Gaborone know where you stand. So I am put this back in for your discussion. We did prepare a resolution as the Ohio Municipal League requested. I will be courageous enough to sign it if you pass it. But this is the sort of thing that in our current climate, you'll hear people say, that person voted for a tax increase 15 years ago, and that's why you can't vote for him now. Things like that happen.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, if I may, I think it's important to note that this had bipartisan support in Columbus in the House.
It certainly did.
And I think that's unusual in this day and age. I think clearly in Columbus they talked about it not only as a way to provide local government funding, but also as a jobs enhancer for us, because it will create employment around the state. I hope that when you talk to Senator Gaborone, you underscore the point that the language that the Senate received from the House is the language that I personally support. There's always an interest among the senators
committee
to fiddle with it.
Yeah.
And I would hate to see what ended up being a very good piece of legislation coming out of the House being tinkered with. But I really support this. I think it is a way to help us with some of our serious budget issues as far as infrastructure is concerned here. It's pretty clear cut.
One of the improvements made in the House bill was to include hybrid vehicles that have both gas and electric to pay $100 when they get their license plates, and fully electric vehicles to pay $200. I was approached twice in a public place, like a grocery store. Why were they raising it so much? It doesn't make sense. But if you work the numbers backwards, if you have a car that gets 20 miles per gallon, you drive it 12,000 miles a year, and you have 18 cents a gas tax on it, that's about $100, but they're trying to catch it back up, and they pay no fuel tax now if it's a totally electric vehicle. So that was the House's logic, and that was a good improvement to it.
Right, and I think Mayor as well, and I don't know, this is anecdotal, I couldn't track this down today, but this is a tax that's not paid exclusively by people who are residents of Ohio, right?
That's
this
correct.
Is paid by people, truckers who come through the state, travelers who come through the strait. So unlike a straight sales tax, which puts the primary burden on our residents, we'll have a little bit of relief here, as I understand it, from the fact that it's being paid in some part by visitors to the state.
Correct. As you support other communities when you buy gas in another state also. I mean, it happens.
Yep.
So if once the Senate takes action on this, if it isn't exactly what the House passed, that goes to a conference committee. And as one of the panel members at last Thursday morning meeting said, that's a mystery to him how those get resolved. Well, it's political. It gets done what needs to be done. The governor was somewhat chagrined that during his second month of being governor that he wasn't even getting what he wanted on this one. That's a bad precedent to set for a new administration.
Well, my understanding is the Senate's going to propose is likely to adopt something less than the 10.7.
I heard that report. I saw that reported in the press today, yes.
And I certainly don't want to pass a resolution calling for an 18-cent increase when we're looking at something substantially less than that. And frankly, I have this feeling about these resolutions in general. This isn't our gig. This is not our call. I understand that I've talked with both Teresa and Derek about this. I don't think this is an appropriate resolution for council, particularly not when we know that this isn't going to happen. I mean, this 18 cents is not going to happen. And I certainly don't want to vote to support a tax that doesn't have any support in the legislature at all at this level. So I think, Mr. Mayor, I think you've got this right. You've been talking with our elected representatives, and I think that's the appropriate course, as opposed to adopting the resolution. So I would not support this resolution.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with all due respect to Doug. I think we have some skin in the game on this one because we are the beneficiaries directly of some funding. And at least, Mr. Mayor, I'd ask you to bring it forward for a vote so that we have a chance to decide.
Well, I did have it put in your council packets. We need somebody to move it and put it on here.
Well, do you mean to read it or to move it? That we have a resolution that we have
we
to
have a resolution that if you want to put in front of council, you need to read it, or it can...
Yeah, I think that's the way we ought to do it, and I'm happy to do that if you'd like. And then, you know, if I'm in the minority, so be it.
That's because council split, that's what you do. You take votes.
Mm-hmm. So?
So I present it, yes.
Okay.
Introduce Resolution 5, 2019.
Indeed. I'd like to introduce Resolution number 5, 2019. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, so I'll read by title only. A resolution of Sylvania City Council supporting Ohio House Bill 62 and their proposed increase in the Ohio motor fuel tax of 0.18 per dollars or 18 cents per gallon, and urging Representative Marin and actually at this point Senator Gavron to support House Bill 62. waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
I do not hear a second.
There you have it.
So it will be passed on at this time. I don't think you need to refer it to the Finance Committee or anything else.
I certainly wouldn't ask that.
Thank you for introducing it. It was the appropriate thing to do. And council, that's what you're here for. So thank you for your consideration of it. But I do encourage you to talk to our elected officials who are in the legislature and who do have the opportunity to vote for this one way or the other. All right. Turning to the second page of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 11. We do have some obsolete items from the Parks Department to be offered for auction on GovDeals. Mr. Aller?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we have three pieces of equipment that are in the Parks Department that we're asking authorization to post for sale on GovDeals. It's a 2005 Salt Dog salt spreader. It's a small unit that you see on the back of pickups. This unit, as you can imagine, salt's pretty tough on mechanical equipment, and this piece of equipment is no exception. We've had to piece and part it together for a few years now, and we actually got a new one with the pickup purchase that we made last year, and this one is ready to be moved on. We also have a 2004 Rears Manufacturing Company full tank sprayer tank. It's a 500-gallon tank. It has not been used for several years. It used to be used as part of a larger herbicide tech program, but we've modified the way we do that program, and it's just too large for our purposes today. And then finally, a 1995 Royer soil shredder and aerator, model 266. That unit is sitting up at the compost yard. Is a piece of equipment that shreds the green yard waste as it comes into the site. And also has not been used for probably about 5 to 10 years. May have some uses for some companies, but my best guess is that will end up in a scrapyard somewhere. But we would ask for permission. Should any of this equipment fail to sell, we will dispose of it through the best scrap method that we're able to find.
Thank you. In Mrs. Capellini's absence, Mr. Hanum, you are also on the Parks Committee. Would you make a motion to allow these to be put up for?
Absolutely, Mr. Mayor. Move that we authorize the items in the memorandum of March 14, 2019 that is obsolete equipment to be posted for sale on GovDeals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the list of obsolete equipment as presented by the service director for bidding on govdeals.com. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 12. Are there any further committee reports to be made at this time? Or item 13, referrals to committees? If not, agenda item 14, Mr. Lukey, a special offer to the city for a city planner.
Special offer, yes. Dean Joyce Litton, who is one of the deans at Lourdes University, has invited to Sylvania this week a gentleman by the name of Professor Raymond Lorenzo, who is a consultant in urban planning, design, and management. He'll be speaking to classes at Lourdes, I believe, tomorrow and Wednesday. And she thought it might be helpful, since we have somebody with this expertise in the community, to bring together folks who might be interested in hearing what he has to say. On Thursday. He has a little bit of time. He will have gotten to know Sylvania a bit by then. And so she thought that he might be able to have sort of a on-the-ground discussion with some of our leadership about that. I believe that the chamber will be attending I think Mr. Sanford is going to send out an invitation to our business community through the Downtown Sylvania Association, but I wanted to extend an invitation to members of council to attend as well. This, unfortunately, is in the middle part of the day at 2 o'clock at the conference room A of our library across the street. Should last about an hour to an hour and 15, 20 minutes. And he sounds very knowledgeable, sounds very engaging, and his specific point is to sort of help communities develop their downtowns and other neighborhoods to create a sense of place, something that we've talked about in the past. And so anybody that is looking for an additional resource on that is invited to attend.
What's his name?
Raymond Lorenzo. And I do believe he's actually an Italian resident. That's where he practices and teaches. So, but he's well familiar with American urban planning trends.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, Thursday, library.
We will send out, we'll email a notice to all members of council in case it can fit into your schedules. We're also going to send it to Downtown Business Association and the Chamber. And see who can make it on such short notice. I have put it in my schedule. I'll be back from the NORAD annual meeting in time for that. That's why we set it at 2 o'clock, so that other attendees from the downtown and from the chamber can make it as well. All right, thank you for your assistance on that. We appreciate it. Before going on to my announcement number 15, I'd like to go to the information items, particularly the one that's been added that was in front of your places tonight, this notice from the Division of Liquor Control. I've seen these before, that all liquor permits must reapply. This year it's 2019, July 1st. And you see that in the middle of that, that if you have any objections to any of the liquor permits that are out there, this is an opportunity for the governments to say, hey, this place has been a problem for us. We don't think you should renew it, or don't think we should do it. You can give some input either to the chief or to someone else, to Mr. Aller or to Mrs. Brining. I'm not aware of any that we want to take action against, but if we do, this gives us a process to do that. Okay. Then, for my announcement this evening, I have a special proclamation. Chief Rhodes, please accompany me. Yes, that's still in order. Chief Rhodes, after 35 years of service as a police officer, has let us know that he will be retiring as of Wednesday of next week. I'm sure you've read about it in the paper, but I could not let this meeting go by without having a proclamation to honor his service. Not ask for your approval to do this. He has chosen not to have a formal dinner, but he is going to get the mayor's proclamation. Whereas William Rhodes had always wanted to be a police officer since he was a child, after touring the FBI headquarters while on vacation with his parents in Washington, D.C. After high school, he enlisted in the Army, then attended college on the GI Bill, and received both an associate's and a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from the University of Toledo. And whereas Bill began his law enforcement career in 1982 with Washington Township before joining the Lucas County Sheriff's Department. And whereas he started working in the Pennsylvania Police Division in 1983, was promoted to sergeant in 1994, captain in 2002, and in April 2010 became chief of police. And whereas throughout his career, he was assigned as a patrol division and team commander for the SWAT team, which eventually merged with Sylvania Township SWAT team. William then oversaw the newly merged Sylvania Metro Special Response Team as director of operations and truly enjoyed this role. Now, therefore, I, Craig A. Stahl, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, Monday, March 18, 2019, as Chief William H. Rhodes Day in the city of Sylvania, and wish him sincere thank yous for his dedicated service to our community. our city charter designates that we have a chief of police, but it names the mayor as the chief executive officer and conservator of the peace. And when I became mayor, that was my biggest concern. What do I do if I face a real legal challenge or criminal challenge inside the city? And our Sylvania Police Division has always helped me through that. We have had no crises, no problems, and you've carried off that tradition very well, Chief. Thank you for your service. With that, we've come to the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And this council is adjourned until our next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.